Good morning. I have a friend called Michael and he doesn't think anything of going out and running 40 miles. He does it regularly. He did 100 miles, I think, a couple of weekends ago. Did it over a couple of days. He's an idiot, but he's very, very fit. When I say an idiot, I mean an idiot as in how on earth does anyone allow themselves to even think about running 40 miles in one go or 100 miles over a weekend? Well, here's a man who makes my friend Michael seem like a lazy bloke, Brian McCohen. Brian, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I am very well, Brian. You're running 10 marathons within a five-day period. How fit are you, Brian?
Stubborn more than fit.
You must be. That's a good word for it. You have to be stubborn. You have to be stubborn to run one marathon. How on earth do you run 10 over 5 days?
I put it down to the people who are going to be giving me massages and feeding me, keeping me hydrated. They'll be the ones that keep me going. I just start running and stop when I'm told.
You just start and you go. Do you get yourself into a mental state where it's just like someone who is, I don't know, watching a film on TV, their attention is kept with it all the time. You're not daydreaming, you're not thinking about other things. I would have thought if you were running, you'd need to get yourself focused on something and just keep thinking about it. If you start thinking about the miles or the distance, that would make you collapse.
Well, the reasons for me running are definitely the inspiration. And during the lonely hours, they keep you going, and the thought of what they have to go through or have gone through.
So who are you doing it for? What's inspiring you?
Well, there's five different charities that I'm going to be doing it for this year. Children's Heartbeat Trust is one that's close to my heart that I've always ran for. It's a friend's wee boy who has got a congenital heart condition. Another one is Barrettstown Camp. It's down outside Naas. It's for kids with severe terminal illnesses. It's for a nephew of mine who had a brain tumour. But the family found a great help, and Patrick found it very enjoyable to be going there, getting away from everybody else. Then next one is MenCap, another friend's child. He starts in the MenCap nursery, and the first few years of his life have been very difficult and traumatic, but he's coming through it, and he's a beautiful, amazing child. The next one is Makatan. It's a sign language charity. It's actually in memory of a young lady who died. And it's to show support for her mother, who is obviously missing her daughter dearly. And then the final one is for PIPS, which is kind of the main focus for me this year, which is a suicide awareness charity, which obviously if anybody watches the news or listens to the news, it's quite prevalent in Belfast and Northern Ireland at the minute, especially in young males, which is very, very unfortunate and sad. So it's to thinking of the people who have taken their lives, but also for the families who've been left behind, who I personally can't fathom how they feel at this moment in time. But I'm sure there's a lot of questions and they find it difficult themselves to carry on at certain times. So for me, it's if you're going through a difficult time, maybe the thought that somebody's thinking about you can be enough to help you through that.
So it's, you know, you've thought through who you're supporting, and there's a lot of very, very good causes there, Brian. It's, no matter how you look at it, it's still about 262 miles that you're going to run over 5 days. If you want to visualise that on the map, it's Cork to Belfast. It's the whole way up. When are you actually doing it?
I head down to Cork Saturday afternoon. We hopefully get a massage and swim, maybe do 4 or 5 miles that evening, go to bed and kick off from Middleton. That's 7:30, 8 o'clock Sunday morning.
Middleton and Cork, the whole way to Belfast. You arrive here on the 5th of October, which is obviously, you know, the 1st to the 5th, Saturday through into the middle of the week. You know, you're a better man than most, Brian, and your heart is totally in the right place, but your feet and your legs and your physical ability needs to be to the fore. The training's all done. You're confident you can do it?
I'll definitely do it, yeah.
And you've got a a Virgin Giving page, virginmoneygiving.com / Brian McGeown, G-E-O-W-N. And I like this bit. It's virginmoneygiving.com / Brian McGeown, one crazy run. One, the number one crazy run. That's exactly what you are. But so many of you long distance lads are, as I say, Egypts. But I just totally, utterly and completely are envious of your ability to run, rabbit, run. Brian, the best of luck with it, fella, and we'll look out for
Thank
you getting into Belfast. Give you a round of applause, all right?
Brilliant, thank you.
That's a very generous man, giving off his time and showing off his physical attributes and his abilities. The whole way up Ireland, over 5 days. Iron Man. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. More and more people are into this, aren't they? And more people are capable of running ridiculous distances.